Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Hurricane Dorian is lashing the Georgia and South Carolina coast as it slowly moves up the east coast with maximum sustained winds of 110 miles per hour. Severe flooding from storm surges is a main worry, along with strong winds and rain. Federal Emergency Management Agency Acting Director Peter Gaynor says his agency is prepared to help with supplies.
1,250 tractor trailer loads of food and water from FEMA are pre-positioned.
He says there are around 10,000 federal and National Guard troops activated in four states, and swift water rescue teams are also on standby as well. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people who survived Hurricane Dorian's wrath on the Bahamas are without communication and stranded. Wind gusts of up to 220 miles per hour wreaked havoc on portions of Abaco and Grand Bahama. At least seven deaths are blamed on the storm. And NPR's Jason Beaubien says the only people who are getting out are being evacuated by helicopter to Nassau.
Cassidy Roberts rode out Dorian in his house on an island just off Marsh Harbor.
My house, I lost it completely. It's a devastation. It's a mess.
After sleeping in a shed for 2 days, the 75-year-old was plucked off the island by a private helicopter. He says Dorian wiped areas entirely clean, stripping trees down to just bare trunks.
You know, leaves are no trees, no nothing. It just sticks, sticking up. You know, and nothing.
Government officials say more than 60% of the buildings in Marsh Harbor are damaged or destroyed, and they haven't even yet been able to assess the damage in the larger Grand Bahama. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Nassau.
A prominent Democratic lawyer who once served as President Obama's White House counsel has been found not guilty of lying to the Justice Department. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, the jury acquitted Greg Craig after some 5 hours of deliberations.
Greg Craig was charged with concealing information from the Justice Department about work he did for the Ukrainian government back in 2012. Over the course of a 2.5-week trial, prosecutors alleged that Craig knowingly withheld information from the department that he knew he should have provided about his Ukraine work. He did so, the government alleged, to avoid registering as a foreign agent as required by law. But Craig, who testified on his own behalf at the trial, denied that he ever lied to the department. He also said he never acted as an agent of Ukraine. Ultimately, the jury sided with Craig and found him not guilty. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy is still growing at a steady pace from mid-July to late August, despite the trade wars between the U.S. and China. That's from the Fed's Beige Book, a survey of business conditions around the country that found home building is flat, farmers are dealing with weather and man-made challenges, and some businesses are having problems finding enough qualified workers. Wall Street higher by the closing bell. This is NPR News. Michigan's governor wants her state to become the first in the country to ban flavored e-cigarettes. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is ordering the state's health department to issue emergency rules that would prohibit the sale of flavored nicotine vaping products to anyone. Advocates for vaping are criticizing the action, but public health advocates and school groups are praising it. A spokeswoman for the vaping industry says court challenges are likely. Zimbabwe's government plans to introduce a law outlawing strikes by doctors and nurses. This comes after junior doctors at government health institutions around the country stop going to work. Ishma Fundikwa reports from Harare. Doctors are demanding better pay, and they're not moved by the threat.
The doctors say they are not on strike, but are incapacitated due to low pay in a country where prices of goods and services are skyrocketing. They take home the equivalent of less than $200 per month. The doctors have rejected a 60% pay increase offered by the government. Dr. Peter Magombey is president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association.
We are boldly rejecting that. It doesn't match the skyrocketing prices in the market and were still incapacitated.
Dr. Magombey added no negotiations are going on to end this fourth pay-related work stoppage by the doctors since Emmerson Mnangagwa became president nearly 2 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.
Crude oil prices higher by the closing bell, up more than 4%. This is NPR News.